Engaging presentations on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Good evening, friends. Father Frank Pavone here, National Director of Priests for Life. Thank you for joining me for our 9 p.m. broadcast. Hope you had a great day. I certainly did, working here in the office with our staff, doing much planning for upcoming activities. You know, no sooner do people try to get their minds around what New York State has just done in passing a radically pro-abortion law, as pro-life laws have been multiplying across the country at a much more rapid pace over recent years, but with the election of more Democrats this past November, look what we get, more bloodshed. And babies being torn apart in the womb. So no sooner do people try to get their minds around what's happening in New York State than we start hearing about other parts of the country, all with Democrat-controlled legislatures and committees introducing these bills of a similar nature to permit abortion right up until birth. Now, there is no federal law that prohibits abortion right up until birth. If the abortionist is willing to do it and he or she uses the procedure necessary to do it, there's no federal law that protects these babies. But the fact of the matter is that more and more on the state level, we're seeing efforts to make that explicit in state law. And so today around social media, you may have seen, I put it up on my Instagram and Twitter, the video of let me read this for you. In Virginia, a bill being introduced by Delegate Kathy Tran, Democrat of Virginia, to permit abortion up until the point of birth. And she was questioned at a certain point by a Republican delegate, Todd Gilbert. And upon asking her if this meant abortion throughout the third trimester, right up to 40 weeks of pregnancy, she said, quote, "I don't think we have a limit in the bill." And the Republican delegate pressed her further, asking if the woman was dilating and about to give birth, could the baby still be killed by abortion? And the Democrat pro-abort delegate hesitated and started to slip into the talking points of the other side by saying, well, that would be a decision of the doctor, between the physician and the woman. And the Republican delegate said, well, yes, I understand that. I'm asking, would your bill allow it? And she said, my bill would allow that, yes. Abortion of a baby about to be born. Let's just let that sink in. The killing of a baby about to be born. We have Democratic state legislators introducing bills like this around the country. New York State just having passed it and signed, the governor having signed it into law. You know what I think is happening here? The other side is very much afraid, not only that Roe versus Wade will be reversed, here's what they're also afraid of. That for years now, and this is a strategy that we've been pushing very hard, the focus has zeroed in on late-term abortion. Now understand, when these pro-abortion people try to argue with us, they try to put us on the defensive by focusing in not on the later abortions, but on the very early abortions, and they try to focus us in on, well, you think it's an abortion in the first few days or the chemical abortion, that's really a human life? Or do you think that in the hard cases of rape and incest and the threat to the mother's life, this abortion should even be permitted in those circumstances? And they try to get us to focus on the earliest or the hard case abortions because they know that most of the American people support abortion in those, quote, hard cases, even people who identify themselves as pro-life. But we've been looking at the reverse, which is true, that even most people who call themselves pro-choice, when you focus on these third trimester abortions, when you focus on abortions of babies that are viable, when you ask if a baby can be aborted, who is just about to be born, then most people, even of those who call themselves pro-choice, will say, no, 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 no. I would never think that should be allowed or that's okay. And that's where they're afraid, because we have been focusing on that. And opinion polls show over and over that the vast majority of the American people are against these late-term abortions. In fact, the majority of people are against abortions even in the second trimester, never mind the third. But this is getting more and more attention. In fact, the United States Congress, the House of Representatives anyway, has passed more than once a bill to protect babies after 20 weeks of development in the womb, because they can feel pain. And there have been various states that have passed bills to protect babies from dismemberment abortions, the most common form of abortion in the second trimester. So the other side has been on the defensive and been scared about this for a long time. And I think one of the things that we see going on here is that the other side is exercising the strategy that the best defense is a good offense. And that they're saying, well, let's just come right out and say that we want abortions right up until birth, and let's try to normalize that. Now, they're not going to succeed in doing that. But where else do they have to go? Let America turn against late-term abortion in the law? They already are in opinion polls, but allow them to start, or to continue, we should say, because a lot of states have passed the law that protects babies from 20 weeks forward. What's the other side going to do? They have nowhere to go. So I believe what they're trying to do is defense by a good offense and saying, well, let's normalize abortion until birth. After all, that's really at its root what was unleashed in Roe v. Wade and Doe v. Bolton anyway. This is what's going on, but it's not going to work. Instead, what's going to happen is that the people who are in the middle, the people who are conflicted about abortion, the people who may say they're pro-choice, but they have very real limits as to how far into the pregnancy they think abortion should be legal, and all of our fellow citizens who keep telling us that we're making it up or that we're mistaken when we tell them that these late-term abortions are happening, even in the third trimester, they're going to wake up. And they're going to say enough is enough. And what we might even see is more and more clergy finally speaking up about this and saying, friends, you know, this is not just some kind of political platform. This is a Holocaust that's going on. We've got to stop this killing. And we might even see people start criticizing the Democratic Party for being so in bed with the abortion industry that all this stuff keeps on coming right from them. You watch. Ask yourself as you look and see the various places around the country where this is going to keep popping up in the months to come. Always see the little D after the name of the legislators that are introducing these bills allowing abortion until birth. Look for the little D after the name of the governors willing to sign it, like Cuomo did, and like this Democrat delegate from Virginia just did, Kathy Tran, introducing a bill and saying, yes, my bill would allow even a woman who is dilating, about to give birth, to have that baby killed. Let's just take a moment to pray together. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on our country. blatantly allowing the killing of babies until birth. Have mercy, O God. Enlighten the minds and hearts of our lawmakers. Enlighten the minds and hearts of our citizens. Give us conversion. And Lord God, as your Holy Spirit at Pentecost gave a voice to those apostles, gave speech to their tongues, so give speech to our tongues, to the tongues of clergy in pulpits across America, to the tongues of each and every one of us as citizens of this nation, to speak up and to say something about this atrocity, to educate our fellow citizens, our family members, our co-workers, to educate those sitting in the pews in our churches. God, give us courage. Give us wisdom for this hour. Let us not pass by this tragedy in silence. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, I'll have a lot more to say to you tomorrow, friends. We'll be back at 9 o'clock or thereabouts tomorrow morning. Make sure you're signed up for the notifications for these videos, and we'll keep thinking through, talking through, and praying through this crucially important moment for our country. I'm Father Frank Pavone of Priests for Life. God bless you all, and have a good evening.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.